而今日嘅正道主題係原來基督的愛激勵我們為自我，不再為自己。
Today's sermon topic is For Christ's Love Compels Us, Part 2, No Longer Living for Ourselves.
弟兄姊妹，無論朋友早安。
早安。
Brothers and sisters and friends.
我哋一齊嘅同心共意。
Let us pray in one heart.
天父上帝，我哋感謝讚美你。
Dear Heavenly Father, indeed, we give thanks and praises to you.
We thank you that this morning we have the breath and life to come to your
holy temple to sing hymns of praise to you.
We
thank you, Heavenly Father, through the Lord Jesus Christ, who has saved us from sins and transgressions.
We thank you, Heavenly Father,
Now we have become the children of the Heavenly Father. May the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ once again cleanse all our sins and transgressions. So that without hindrance we can come to worship you. Heavenly Father, we know that this generation will come to pass.
在这个弯曲背谬的世代当中
In this crooked and depraved generation
让我们成为神你无瑕疵的儿女
Let us be blameless children of you, Lord
将生命的道能够表明出
And we can manifest the word of life
以至将荣耀归功给我们天上的父
So that all glory can be ascribed to our Heavenly Father
天父上帝都感谢你留下你自己宝贵的话语
Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving us your precious word.
因为你的话就是灵，就是生命。
Because your word is spirit, is life.
求真理圣灵来到引导我们在今天早上进入真理的当中。
May the spirit of truth guide us into the truth this morning.
以致无论讲的、听的都能得造就。
So that the one who speaks and those who listen can all be edified.
我们这样祷告感谢教导奉主耶稣基督的名。
Our prayer, thanksgiving, and petition are in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 最近在美国教会发生一件令人相当的难过和遗憾的事情。
Recently, an incident happened in a church in the United States, which is concerning and disappointing.
一位非常有名望的大牧者。
A very reputable senior pastor.
这位的牧者在解经讲道上有非常大的恩赐。
This pastor is very gifted in expository sermon.
但是很遗
憾。Sadly,
他同一位的女士有一个不合宜的关系。
He had an inappropriate relationship with a woman.
以致他一切的服侍都要立即的停止。
So that his service to God had to be terminated immediately.
一个曾经被神所重用的仆人
A shepherd who had been greatly used by God.
因为陷在罪的网罗当中
But when he was ensnared in sin,
他的诚信已经荡然无存
His integrity disappeared altogether.
以致落得如此的地步
Therefore, he was facing such terrible consequences.
实在是令人惋惜
is truly regrettable.
一个跟从神、服侍神的仆人。
The servant who serves God and follows God.
这个包括你和我。
Including you and me.
必须是要有诚信。
We should have integrity.
诚信是指导诚实无伪、正直不阿。
Integrity means to be truthful and sincere with an upright character.
这个是每个属神的人必须有的生命的流露。
This is the necessary manifestation of life of those who belong to God.
以及跟我们所传讲神的道或者做的服事是相配称。
So that we are worthy of the messages of God that we proclaim or the service that we perform.
诚信是神所极为看重。
Integrity is something that God cares about a lot.
我们知道魔鬼撒旦如同咆哮的狮子，遍地游行，寻找可吞吃。
We know that the devil Satan is like a lion prowling around, looking for those who can be devoured.
我哋行事為人必須要小心謹慎。
How we conduct ourselves, we should be very careful.
以致落入那惡者嘅網絡嘅當中。
So that we can avoid being in falling into the snare of the evil one.
如果神嘅仆人就好似剛才所提到嘅每一個屬神嘅人。
As I mentioned, everyone who belongs to God and those who serve God.
一旦失去誠信。
If they lose the integrity.
佢嘅服侍唔單止係無力。
Not only that, the service to God is powerless.
而且更會被神嚟到去廢棄。
And they will be rejected by God.
一個好明顯嘅例子。
A very obvious example.
就係以色列嘅第一位嘅君王掃羅。
The first king of Israel, Saul.
佢原本係神所揀選所高立。
He was the one chosen by God and anointed.
但係喺一次獻祭嘅事情上面。
But in one incident of making sacrifice to God,
佢冇等到撒母耳。
He did not wait for Samuel.
就私自嘅獻上燔祭。
And he did it anyway.
另外一件事情是當以色列人與亞瑪力人爭戰的時候。
And another incident when the Israelites were fighting with the Amalekites.
他沒有按神的吩咐。
They did not follow the command of God.
滅絕所有亞瑪力人。
To destroy all the Amalekites.
同一切的牲畜。
And all the livestock.
這個一個我們真的要以為鑒約的例子。
These are examples.For us to be warned.
正如上次正道所提到。
As I mentioned in my previous sermon.
司徒保罗对假教师对他诚信上面的攻击。
The believers were attacking the apostle Paul in terms of his integrity.
保罗以一个非常谨慎和理智的态度去面对。
Paul was facing such accusation in a very careful and rational manner.
因為這些攻擊不單只是憑空導陣。
Because these accusations were fabricated.
而且倘若哥林多信徒對保羅的為人有疑問的時候。
And also if the believers in the church of Corinth questioned the integrity of Paul.
他所作的服侍是可以毀於一旦。
Then what he had been doing would be totally ruined.
哥林多後書嘅五章十一到十七節係保羅向假教師嘅質疑佢嘅誠信所作嘅。
Second Corinthians chapter 5 verses 11 to 17. This passage is the defense of Paul about the accusations from the false teachers.
當中包括六個嘅理由。
There are six reasons.
呢六個理由就係保羅嚟到去捍衛。他的誠信。
The first reason is what Paul considered to be his integrity.
在上次的正道我已經講了頭四個理由。
In my previous sermon, I mentioned the four reasons.
第一個理由就是他尊崇神。
The first reason is that he reverenced God.
正正因為他保羅他愛神尊崇神。
It is precisely because Paul loved God and reverenced God.
他絕對不希望他的誠信受質疑而導致神的名被羞辱。
He absolutely did not want his integrity to be questioned so as to cause God's name to be dishonored.
第二個理由就是為了教會的合一的緣故。
The second reason is for the unity of the church.
因著保羅所宣講的真理。
Because of the truth proclaimed by God, by Paul,
是直接的從神所得的啟示
was direct revelation from God.
所以他的教導對教會是有很深遠的影響。
Therefore, his teaching had a profound impact on the church.
如果他的誠信是受到質疑
if his integrity was being questioned,
不單止會導致教會的分裂
not only would it cause the church to have splits,
而且亦都會讓信徒喺屬靈嘅生命上面得唔到喂養。
It also would cause the spiritual life of the believers to be stifled.
第三個理由，佢忠於真理。
The third reason, he was staying faithful to the truth.
保羅為到主耶穌基督赦罪嘅福音大發熱心。
Paul was zealous for the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ.
被猶太人視之為瘋狂。
He was regarded as being out of mind by the Israelites.
但當佢同信徒去談到嘅時候咧
，But when he was teaching the believers，
佢顯得温柔、謙虛同埋節制。
He was gentle, humble, and self-controlled.
為嘅係讓信徒唔單止係明白真理。
The reason was not only to enable the believers to understand the truth.
更讓信徒睇到佢對真理嘅身體力行。
It was also for the believers to see that he was practicing the truth.
以致信徒所領嘅生命係所可以得著造就同埋成長。
So that the spiritual life of the believers could be edified and it could grow.
第四個理由就係臨後嘅五章十四節嘅上半部。
The fourth reason is written in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 14a.
原來基督嘅愛激勵我。
For Christ's love compels us.
對主耶穌基督十字架上所彰顯犧牲捨己嘅愛，保羅滿有感激。
Paul was full of gratitude for the sacrificial love of the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross.
佢為到主耶穌喺十字架上承擔佢嘅罪責。
The Lord Jesus took up his sin debt on the cross.
佢深受感動同埋感激。
He was greatly moved and very grateful about it.
以致佢義無反顧嘅。
So that without regrets.
甘心樂意。
And willingly.
捨棄以往佢，令佢引以為傲。
He would give up what he used to be very proud about.
喺猶太教所享受嘅崇高嘅地位同埋權力。
The supreme status and power that he was enjoying in Judaism.
保羅將呢啲都係視作有損。
Paul regarded all this as a loss.
視作糞土。
As rubbish.
以認識主耶穌基督為至寶。
And he treasured the in knowing the surpassing greatness of the Lord Jesus Christ.
臨後五章十四嘅下半節。
2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 14b.
因我们想一人既替众人死，众人就都死。
Because we are convinced that one died for all, and therefore all died.
众人系指到神所预定嘅。
The word all refers to God's predestination to save sinners.
从最终拯救罪人。
To save sinners from sin.
今日每一个。坐喺呢度嘅信徒
，Today every believer who is sitting here
都係神創世之先
，is someone who before the foundation of the world
喺基督裏所揀選
，was chosen in Christ，
以致到我哋能夠從最終回轉
，so that we can turn back from sin，
歸向神
，and turn to God，
信靠我主耶穌基督。
To put our trust in our Lord Jesus Christ.
保罗深觉自己竟然有份喺主耶稣基督为众人死嘅行列当中。
Paul had a profound realization that he himself was among those who were saved by God.
所以保罗嘅生命有翻天覆地嘅改变。
Therefore, Paul's life had a tremendous change.
正如佢自己所讲。
As what he said.
罪人中我是個罪魁，然而我蒙了憐憫。
Of sinners, I am the worst, but for that reason, I was shown mercy.
正正因為主耶穌愛嘅催逼。
Precisely because of the love that compels him.
至死，保羅至死忠心，向主盡忠。
So Paul would remain faithful until the point of death.
上次。嘅正道題咧，呢四個理由。
In my previous sermon, I mentioned these four reasons。
今天早上再有我哋嚟到去啊，一同嚟到去思想其他兩個理由。
This morning, let us reflect on the other two reasons。
讓你同心同聲讀出《哥林多後書》嘅五章十四到十七節。
Let us read with one heart, 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verses 14 to 17。
原來基督的愛激勵我們，因我們想一人既替眾人死，眾人就都死了，並且他替眾人死，是叫那些活著的人不再為自己活， 乃为替他们死而复活的主活。所以我们从今以后不凭着外貌认人了，虽然凭着外貌认过基督，如今却不再这样凭他了。若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
For Christ's love compels us, because we are convinced that one died for all, and therefore all died. And he died for all, that those who lived should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised again. So from now on, we regard no one from a worldly point of view. Though we once regarded Christ in this way, we do so no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come.
第五个理由，使徒保罗要捍卫要诚信。
The fifth reason for Paul to defend his integrity
是一个被神称为义的心。
It is the life justified by God.
刚刚读到的十五节。
The verse 15 that we just read.
并且他替众人死，是要叫那些活着的人不再为自己活，乃为替他们死而复活的主。
And he died for all that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised again.
基督为众人死。
Christ died for all.
我哋旧有败坏嘅生命已经与基督一同嘅钉死喺十字架上。
Our former corrupt life has been nailed to the cross with Christ.
但这个死不是永远的。
But this death is not eternal.
在罗马书六章五节这里说的。
In Romans chapter 6 verse 5.
我们要在他死的形状上与他联合，但要在他复活的形状上与他联合。
If we have been united with him like this in his death,we will certainly also be united with him in his resurrection.
罗马书六章八节、十节同埋十一节更加系咁样讲。
In Romans chapter 6 verses 8, 10, 11.
我们若与基督同死，就信必与他同活。
Now, if we die with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him.
他死是向罪死。只有一次，他活是向神活着。
The death he died to sin once for all. But the life he has, he lives to God.
这样你们向罪也当看自己是死的，向神在基督耶稣里却当看自己是活的。
In the same way, count yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus.
主耶稣已经替代每一个相信佢嘅人。
The Lord Jesus has substituted the sin of everyone who believes in him.
被钉死十字架上。
He was nailed to the cross.
每一个与基督同死嘅人。
Everyone who died with Christ.
也必定与基督一同复活。
Will certainly be raised with Christ again.
换句话讲。
In other words.
每一个喺基督里死咗嘅人。
Everyone who has died in Christ.
都因著主的復活而有新的心。
Will have a new life because of the resurrection of the Lord.
加拉太書的二章十九到二十節呢度講到。
In Galatians chapter 2 verses 19 to 20.
我因律法就向律法死了，叫我可以向神活著。
For through the law I died to the law so that I might live for God.
我已經與基督同釘十字架。
I have been crucified with Christ.
現在活著的不再是我。
And I no longer live.
乃是基督在我裏面活著。
But Christ lives in me.
並且我如今在肉身活著。
The life I live in the body.
是因信神的兒子而活。
I live by faith in the Son of God.
他是愛我，為我捨己。
Who loved me and gave himself for me.
加拉太書這兩節經文是基督信徒信仰的核心。
These two verses from the book of Galatians is the crux of all Christians.
哥羅西書更講到我哋新嘅生命與基督一同藏喺神嘅裏面。
In Colossians, it tells us that our life is hidden in Christ.
哦，使徒嘅三章三節呢度講到。
In Colossians chapter 3, verse 3.
因為你們已經死了，你們的生命與基督一同藏在神裏面。
For you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God.
我們與基督同死。
We died with Christ.
並不只是向罪死。
Not only died to sin.
且因著與主同活。
But also because we are raised with the Lord.
我們有一個稱義的新生命。
We have a justified new life.
正如羅馬書的4章25節所講。
As it is written in Romans chapter 4, verse 25.
耶穌被交給人是為我們的過犯。
He was delivered over to death for our sins.
復活是為叫我們稱義。
And was raised to life for our justification.
經文的意思是,
What this passage is telling us
主耶穌為了我們的過犯而被釘死在十字架上,
is that the Lord Jesus was crucified on account of our sins.
而復活證明神已經接納祂自己獨生愛子為我們犧牲。
And his resurrection was a proof that God has accepted his own beloved Son.
以致神能夠公正地稱不義的人為義。
The sacrifice of his beloved Son so that he can justly justify those in him.
我們不單有稱義的新生命,
Not only do we have the new justified life,
我們更有聖靈的內住在我們的生命裏面。
We also have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit.
羅馬書的8章11節這裡講到,
In Romans chapter 8, verse 11,
然而叫耶穌從死裏復活者的靈若住在你們心裏,
And if the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you,
那叫基督耶穌從死裏復活的,
He who raised Christ from the dead,
也必藉著住在你們心裏的聖靈,
will also give life to our mortal bodies,
使你們必死的身體又活過來,
through His Spirit who lives in you.
剛剛讀到保羅在加拉太書2章20節所講的,
As we just read Galatians chapter 2, verse 20,
現在活著的不再是我,
Let not I, but Christ lives in me.
乃是基督在我裏面活著,
And Christ lives in me.
不再為自己活,
No longer living for ourselves,
乃為替我們死而復活的主,
But for the Lord who died and was raised for us.
這個意向深深地烙印在保羅的心裏面。
This aspiration was deeply ingrained in Paul's life.
保羅甘願為到福音服務,
Willingly for the sake of the gospel,
縱使有患難捆鎖等住他,
Even though hardships and chains were waiting for him,
他仍然奮不顧身,
Paul would not flinch,
靠主耶穌所加的力量,
through the strength that was given to him by the Lord,
將福音在外邦人當中盡都傳揚,
He fully proclaimed the message among the Gentiles.
因此, 經文反映保羅一生願意回報主恩主愛的經文。
There's a verse that reflects the fact that Paul was willing to respond to the love and mercy of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，當你睇到單章裏面所印嘅邊一節經文,
Have you seen what is printed on the bulletin?
我希望咧，如果你大家有聖經嘅話,
I hope that if you have a Bible in your hand,
打開你嘅聖經,
open your Bible,
好易記嘅啫,
It's very easy.
今年係咩年份啊?
What year is it?
2024.
2024.
使徒行傳20章24節.
Acts chapter 20, verse 24.
好易記嘅話,
Is it easy to remember?
使徒行傳20章24節.
Acts chapter 20, verse 24.
我們一起讀出來。
Let us read together.
我卻不以性命為念, 也不看為寶貴, 只要行完我的路程，成就我从主耶稣所领受的职事，证明神恩惠的福音。
However, I consider my life worth nothing to me, if only I may finish the race and complete the task the Lord Jesus has given me, the task of testifying to the gospel of God's grace.
我真係深深盼望弟兄姊妹能夠將呢一節經文背誦咗。
I deeply hope that we can all try to memorize this verse.
雖然我哋未必好似保羅有呢個咁崇高嘅心志。
Although we may not have this high aspiration as Paul,
但呢節經文亦都係勉勵我哋。
This verse can encourage us.
無論我哋去到咩嘅情況
，No matter what situation we are in，
當我哋睇到呢節經文嘅時候
，When we see this verse，
我哋都得著盼望同埋安慰。
We will have hope and encouragement。
我哋繼續去睇，因著主耶穌基督嘅救贖。
Through the redemption of the Lord Jesus，
从前大扫嘅保罗，扫罗
，Saul from Tarsus，
如今蜕变成使徒保罗
，had now morphed into the apostle Paul，
并且甘心乐意去效法主嘅样式
，and he was willingly imitating the life pattern of the Lord，
去过圣洁公义嘅人生。
To live a life of holiness and righteousness.
活着不再是我，乃是基督。
When he was living, it was not he, but the Lord Jesus.
正如腓立比书三章十三到十四节讲。
As it is written in Philippians chapter 3 verses 13 and 14.
弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的。
Brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead.
向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上边召我得的奖赏。
I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus.
正如刚才所提到。
As what I just mentioned,
學效基督
imitating Christ
是保罗他活着的意义和目的
was Paul's purpose and meaning for to be alive.
所以假教师对他高抬自己为自己建立名声的指控
Therefore, the accusations from false teachers that Paul exalted himselfand built his own reputation
是完全是无稽之谈
was completely baseless
第六个理由
the sixth reason
也是最后一个理由
and is the final reason
就是保罗对失丧的灵魂有一个非常沉重的负担
Paul had a burden for those who were perishing in sin
保罗对捍卫他的诚信最终的目的
The ultimate aim for Paul to defend his faith
是为着让他的宣教事工不受妨碍
was to remove any hindrance for his work of ministry
以致他能够接触到仍然待救的灵魂
so that he could reach out to those souls who were yet to be saved
保罗热切盼望外邦人能够早日认识相信主耶稣
Paul was fervently hoping that the Gentiles could come to know the Lord Jesus.
他用欠債來到形容他那份傳福音熱切和負擔。
He used the concept of a debt or obligation to describe his zeal in preaching the gospel.
羅馬書的一章十三、十四節，你們講到。
Romans chapter 1 verses 13 and 14.
弟兄們，我不願意你們不知道。我屢次定意往你们那里去，要在你们中间得些果子，如同在其余的外邦人中一样。只是到如今仍有阻隔。
I do not want you to be unaware, brothers, that I planned many times to come to you, but have been prevented from doing so until now, in order that I might have a harvest among you, just as I have had among the other Gentiles.
十四节，无论是希利人。化外人、聰明人、愚拙人，我都欠他們的債。
Verse 14, I am obligated both to Greeks and non-Greeks, both to the wise and the foolish.
接下来的十五节和十六节都讲到，所以情愿尽我的力量，将福音也传给你们在罗马的人。
Also in verse 15, that is why I am so eager to preach the gospel also to you who are at Rome.
我们以福音为耻，这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的，先是犹太人，后是希伯。
Verse 16, I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God for the salvation of anyone who believes, first for the Jew, then for the Gentile.
保罗希望在罗马能够结出福音的果子。
Paul was hoping that he could bear the fruit of gospel in Rome.
无论任何人,
no matter who,
他都觉得是福音上是欠了他。
He felt that he was obligated to them.
就是这个意思是神委托他服侍外邦人的使命。
The obligation means the mission commissioned by God to preach to the Gentiles.
換句話說,
in other words,
他要向神來負責有沒有完成神的託付。
He was accountable to God whether he could finish the mission.
保羅清楚主耶穌所託付的使命。
Paul was very clear about the mission entrusted to him by God.
差不多前書的章十七節都講到。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 17,
基督差遣我，原不是为施洗，乃是为传福音。
For Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel.
并不用智慧言语，免得基督的十字架落了空。
Not with words of human wisdom, lest the cross of Christ be emptied of its power.
保罗单单传扬主耶稣基督，并他钉十字架。
Paul proclaimed the Lord Jesus and him crucified alone.
正如大家都熟悉的，这篇文林前的二章二节。
As we are all very familiar with this verse, as 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 2.
因为我曾定了主意，在你们中间不知道你的，只知道耶稣基督，并他钉十字架。
For I resolved to know nothing while I was with you except Jesus Christ and him crucified.
保罗对代救的灵魂有迫切的负担。
Paul had tremendous zeal and a great burden for those saved, for those souls who were yet to be saved.
林后的五章十六、十七节都讲到。
2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 16 and 17.
所以我们从今以后不凭着外貌认人了，虽然凭着外貌认过基督。
So from now on, we regard no one from a worldly point of view. Though we once regarded Christ in this way, we do so no longer.
若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的。Therefore,
if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come.
林后的五章十六节，当人信主之后。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 16, when a person is converted to Christ,
就像林后的五章十五节所讲,
as it is written in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 15,
与基督同死同复,
he died with Christ and was resurrected with Christ,
并且有新生的样式,
and have a new life pattern,
以致到我们不会再以貌取人。
Therefore, we will no longer judge people by their appearance.
虽然往往用外表、长相、装扮和言谈举止去评估其他人。
People in the world often judge other people by how they look, how they are dressed, and how they talk and act.
其实这套评估是绝对的不够。
But this set of standards is not reliable.
唯有当我们蒙恩归主之后。
Only when we are saved by the Lord's grace,
成为属灵人,
when we become spiritual people,
就好像林前的二章十五节这里讲到,
as written in 2 Corinthians chapter 15a, chapter 2, verse 15a,
属灵的人看透万事,
the spiritual man makes judgment about all things.
我哋唔再以外貌去判斷其他人。
We no longer judge other people by appearance.
因為單憑外貌。
Because judging by appearance alone.
實在難以睇透人嘅內心。
Is indeed hard to judge a man's heart.
信徒與其他人嚟到相交。
When believers have fellowship with other people.
如果我哋按住聖靈嘅感動。
According to the moving of the Holy Spirit.
去諗一諗我哋所接觸嘅人。
Let us consider the people that we contact.
究竟同神有冇一個正常嘅關係？
Whether they have a normal relationship with God.
或者我哋會問對方信咗耶穌。
Perhaps we will ask the other person, have you been converted to Christ?
如果俾咗一個未信嘅人咧
，or a non-believer，
當佢聽到呢個問題，會覺得好唐突。
When he hears this question, he will feel this is very abrupt.
好似聖經所講
，as it is written in the Bible，
我哋會嗰時會被人睇為好愚拙。
Very often we are regarded as foolish。
但係我哋得聖靈。
But we have to admit this。
問呢個問題。
If we ask this question。
係一個關乎永生永死嘅問題。
If this question is has something to do with his eternal life or eternal death，
人係必須要面對。
It is something everyone has to face。
所以無論係猶太人或者外邦人。
So whether it is a Jew or Gentile，
保羅都覺得欠佢哋福音嘅責。
Paul felt that he was obligated to them。
佢希望佢哋能夠真心嘅悔改。
He hoped that they would truly repent。
歸向神。
And turn to God。
信靠主耶穌基督。
And put their trust in the Lord Jesus Christ。
對於表面已經信咗主嘅信徒。
For believers who appeared to have been converted。
保羅更加藉著佢俾教會嘅書信。
Through the epistles that he was writing to the churches。
去勉勵信徒要過一個誠信誠義嘅人生。
He encouraged the believers to live a life of sanctification。
哥林多前書嘅5:16嘅下半段。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 16a。
對住係哥林多後書嘅5:16下半段。
2 Corinthians。
雖然憑著外貌認過基督，如今卻不再這樣認他。
Though we once regarded Christ in this way, we do so no longer.
保羅信主之前，
before Paul's conversion to Christ,
憑著外貌認識耶穌，
he was trying to understand the Lord Jesus from a superficial level.
當時他認為耶穌是衝擊猶太教的一個的叛亂分子。
At that time, he thought that the Lord Jesus was a rebel who was doing things to be against Judaism，
亦都唔承認佢係彌賽亞。
And he would not accept that he was the Messiah。
但係當保羅喺大馬色路上遇見主之後
，But after Paul's encounter with the Lord on the road to Damascus，
聖靈嘅感動同埋光照
，Through the moving and lightening of the Holy Spirit，
佢知道主耶穌基督係真正嘅彌賽亞。
He knew that the Lord Jesus was the true Messiah.
真正嘅救主。
He was the true Savior.
哥林多後書嘅5:17至呢度講到。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17.
若有人在基督裏，他就是新造的。
Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation.
舊事已過，都變成新的。
The old has gone, the new has come.
每個信徒喺信主啊。
Every believer at the moment of his conversion to Christ
都成為喺基督裏新造嘅人
，has become a new creation in Christ。
我哋有新嘅價值觀
，we have a new value system。
我哋有新嘅人生觀
，we have a new outlook in life。
雖然仍然活喺呢個舊造嘅世界
，although we are living in this old world，
但係因著相信主耶穌
，but because of the faith in the Lord Jesus。
我哋能夠有屬天嘅視野去睇世上嘅萬事萬物。
We can have the heavenly perspective to view everything in the world。
喺世上學習過一個誠信、誠義、信徒嘅人生。
In this world, we learn to live a life of holiness and righteousness。
到將來新天新地。
In the future, new heaven and new earth.
我哋嘅身體會全然得熟。
Our bodies will be completely.
以致我哋能夠全然成聖。
So that we will be thoroughly sanctified.
真係弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
每個屬神嘅人。
Everyone who belongs to God.
都當有誠信。
Should have integrity.
而誠信唔係靠人嘅學術或者道理。
And integrity is not achieved by man's teaching.
可以擁有嘅。
It's not something that can be achieved by that.
因為罪嘅原本。
Because of sin.
人係完全嘅。
Man is incomplete.
而且人係善變。
Man is imperfect and changeable.
所以今日呢套標準。
Therefore, the standards that is upheld today.
當人嘅心思改變之後咧。
When man's thinking changes.
另一套嘅標準又走出嚟。
Another set of standards will come.
所以唯有當我哋嘅舊人與基督一同釘死喺十字架嘅上面嘅時候。
Therefore, only when our old self is nailed to the cross of Christ.
更藉著基督嘅復活。
And also through the resurrection of Christ.
讓我哋能夠有新生嘅樣式。
Let us have a new life pattern.
新生嘅樣式係嚟自效法基督。
The new life pattern comes from imitating Christ.
基督徒嘅誠信。
The integrity of Christians.
同我哋效法基督，活出基督嘅樣式。
Is directly corresponding to how we live out our pattern, life pattern of Christ.
以致我哋能夠活出聖潔公義。
So that we can live our holiness and righteousness.
以致到我哋能夠喺呢個世上，
so、that in this world,
就好似彼得彼此所講，
as it is written in the book of Philippians，
如明光照耀，
we shine like bright stars，
將生命嘅道表明出嚟，
like bright stars in the universe to manifest the word of life。
我哋同你起立，我哋唱永遠詩歌，主我永遠在。
Let us stand and sing this one hymn, Oh to be like thee。
Oh,
啲正會心都。
Let us pray in one heart.
天父上帝，上帝感謝讚美。
Heavenly Father, we give you thanks and praises.
感謝你賜下主救主耶穌基督。
We thank you for giving our Lord Jesus Christ as Savior.
主耶穌基督唔單止將我哋從罪惡嘅當中拯救我哋。
The Lord Jesus did not only save us from sins and transgressions.
主耶穌基督嘅復活更加帶俾你一個新生嘅樣式。
His resurrection also brought us a new life pattern.
天父求你到去幫助我哋。
Heavenly Father, help us.
讓我哋一生。
So that in our entire life.
唔單止唔好忘記主耶穌基督嘅恩。
Not only do we remember the grace and mercy of the Lord Jesus.
更加要學效主嘅樣式。
But also we have to imitate the life pattern of Christ.
就好似詩歌所講。
As it is written in the hymn.
主耶穌基督樣有憐憫有温柔。
To be like the Lord Jesus with the gentleness and mercy.
並且立志去拯救失喪嘅靈魂。
And also let us have the aspiration to save those who are lost.
天父求你到去幫助我哋。
Heavenly Father, help us.
讓我哋喺我哋餘下嘅生命嘅當中。
So that in the remainder of our lives.
我哋能夠好好嘅去見證榮耀主你自己。
We can bear testimony for you and glorify you.
以致我哋能夠將榮耀歸過俾天上嘅父神。
So that we can give all glory to you, Heavenly Father.
我咁樣禱告感謝交託喺奉主耶穌基督。
Our prayer, thanksgiving, and in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.